This is Annette McCaffrey talking with Rod Jackson, the leader of the New South Wales Sustaining the Basin Irrigated Farm Modernisation Project, about the current process for assessing infrastructure funding applications, what irrigators need to do to submit a competitive rebid application, and some insights into the meaning of the criteria value for money. So, Rod, can you outline the current process for assessing a bid?
When an irrigator submits an application to the Sustain the Basin project, basically it's a three-step assessment process. So essentially the first step is an assessment of the eligibility. So we'll have an opening committee that will look at the application and some of the central criteria. The second step is a technical and costings committee. Now this committee will look at the technical feasibility of the project to make sure the water savings are achievable and look at some of the costings to make sure that they've been costed at reasonable contract rates. So ticking all those boxes, essentially that committee will rank projects from suitable projects that are cheapest through to the most expensive, and then those ranked projects will be sent to a investment panel which will look at value for money criteria. So essentially at the end of the day, if all those technically feasible, well-costed projects achieve value for money for the project, well, obviously those applicants will be notified of their successful bid, and those that are unsuccessful will be notified at the same time as well.
Okay, so in round one, I guess we identified that there was a certain lack of understanding on what value for money actually means. So could you give us an explanation, please, on what value for money is?
Well, essentially, at the end of the day, I mean, with all these types of government programs, we're under an obligation to deliver value for money from the taxpayer's perspective. So we have got value for money criteria in each valley. Now, as your listeners would appreciate, the water market or water prices do vary across individual northern Murray-Darling Basin valleys. So we have got, I guess, value for money benchmarks, if you like, in each valley. So if an irrigator is submitting a bid, his application will be assessed in a competitive nature with other irrigators in his own valley or his or her valley. So I just want to make it clear that when you're submitting your application, you're not going up in terms of competing with other irrigators in other valleys. It's valley specific. So obviously our benchmark prices that we've agreed to with the Australian government are reflected in historical water markets, but as you would appreciate, those benchmarks are confidential due to the competitive nature of the process.
Okay, so for those people who were unsuccessful in round one, DPI are encouraging them to submit a rebid. So what are the key things that they should revisit in their original application?
In the unsuccessful letter that irrigators may have received, there will be an explanation of why their bid was unsuccessful. And I guess that's what irrigators should take heed of. Now, there could be a number of reasons why their bid was unsuccessful. It could be due to the simple value for money criteria, which means their dollar per megalitre bid was too high. Now, in those types of scenarios, I would encourage irrigators to look closely at their costings. When they submitted a bid, it could have been up to 6 months ago, so the costings do change, so an irrigator would be in their interest to look at those costings again. But also, in terms of value for money, look at whether the applicant may be able to contribute more cash, because you recall that under these guidelines, this project, we're requiring irrigators to contribute a minimum of 20%, either as cash or in kind, to the project. Now, in terms of improving their competitive bid, I would encourage irrigators to look at whether they can contribute more than 20% cash or in kind, and that would bring their competitive dollar per megalitre bid more competitive in the second round. Alternatively, they might choose to surrender more water in the bid. So that way, again, it will bring their competitive bid down to where something in a ballpark where they think they might be more realistically getting over the line. Or thirdly, maybe their bid was rejected based on technical grounds. It may be important that irrigators look at those types of technical issues on that project proposal as well.
So there you have it. DPI encourage all irrigators to submit their funding applications by the end of round two, which closes on Tuesday the 30th of April. This has been Annette McCaffrey. Good afternoon.